For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Rich Watkins devoted decades of his life to being a corrections officer. He recently retired as warden of the Holiday Prison Unit in the state of Texas. Next, you will hear Warden Watkins' response to a question regarding the graft and corruption that's becoming more prevalent within our prisons and the law enforcement community.
Anytime you have the kind of money involved in drugs that we have involved in drugs in our society, the propensity for corruption and misuse and abuse is always there. I think, by and large, that a majority of our law enforcement people are professional folks who do an excellent job. But the unfortunate thing is that we will have folks who might not have the kind of will and determination to abstain from taking advantage of opportunities where there are large amounts of money involved. So that propensity is there, and I believe that as long as we have the kind of economic involvement with drugs, things are not going to get better. They're only going to get worse. You see, unfortunately, all too often through the years, we've tried to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I mean, I think that's the definition of insanity. Well, there has to be a better way. First of all, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we're looking at the competition between dollars to incarcerate somebody and dollars to educate our most valuable assets, our children. But the issue here is that I can recall a time that we grew from less than 12,000 offenders and to over 140,000. I mean, we're going in the wrong direction there. Those of us who are taxpayers, I don't think we can bear that burden just from an economic point of view. But I don't think our society can afford to continue to do that. But I suggest that we can't keep going in that direction. We can't keep locking up folks and expecting that they're going to be able to make a positive transition back into life.
This from the Las Vegas Mercury newspaper. During the past couple of decades, virtually every state has cracked down on probation and parole violators. In some states, as many as 40% of prison admissions have been probation or parole violators. In Michigan, for instance, a recent study found that the growth in prison admissions from 1990 to 1997 was 41% for parole violators and 33% for probation violators. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.